Hi, this is Jennifer Wiseman at Mercer Health and Benefits. I'm a consultant in our Washington, D.C. office, and I'm here today to talk about item 4 on the Countdown Wellness Programs. As I record this in May 2016, we have two brand new set of final rules from the EEOC issued just this month that are going to apply to some employer-sponsored wellness programs. So employers are going to need to take a look at whether one or both sets of rules apply to their plan, and if they do, take steps to come into compliance, generally speaking, by the first day of the 2017 plan year. So what plans are impacted? The first set of rules is issued under the Americans with Disabilities Act and applies to wellness programs that ask disability-related questions or require a medical exam. And this might include a biometric screen or a health risk assessment. The second set of rules was issued under the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, GINA, and it's going to apply if your wellness plan asks the employee's spouse to provide the employee's spouse's health information as part of a health risk assessment. If these rules apply to your plan, here are a couple of highlights of what's required. Both rules limit the incentives to 30% of the cost of self-only coverage. The final rules provide a number of details on how to calculate this limit in a variety of different situations. Note that this may be a lower limit for some plans than previously applied. For example, participatory wellness plans may not have been subject to the limit under the HIPAA non-discrimination rules, and a tobacco cessation program that tests for tobacco use is going to find itself subject to this 30% limit rather than a 50% limit that might apply otherwise. Additionally, these rules require that wellness plans be reasonably designed, and the regulators state that this means if you collect information, you have to use it, so employers will need to look at what they actually do with information they collect. And finally, there's a notice requirement under the ADA rules. A sample is supposed to be coming soon, so keep an eye out. These are complex rules, and I've hit a few of the highlights. Mercer will be continuing to analyze these rules, and we'll let you know via Select as soon as the EEOC issues a sample notice. So that's it for wellness programs. Now, on with the countdown.